everything about this week was lackluster and was awful.
Yeah, for the most part. It was,
trash.
Eh.
Garbage.
Eh.
Shit.
Well, I won.
Awful.
I liked it.
Nothing happened.
I mean, I...
Nothing of merit happened.
I won poorly, but I still won. And that's really what matters.
I hate everything and everyone and everything about this.
Not handling that first loss well, huh?
Nope. I was cheated. And as soon as I figure out how, I'll let you know. But currently, I don't have anything to back that up with. But I feel like Dan cheated somehow.
Is it better or worse that you didn't lose by a Clyde and got your ass blown out?
I mean, I do love a good blowout, but this one was not fun in particular. So, I mean, I would take the blowout over a Clyde. I hate losing by a Clyde. It just feels wrong. We can ask Cesar. He can tell us exactly how that feels.
Oh, yeah. I guess that updated since the last time we recorded. And we have our first official Clyde of the season in week two.
It was the Clyde of Clydes. He lost by 0.1.
It's the Super Clyde. Actually, the Super Clyde would be 0.05.
That's fair.
That would be the painful one.
But.
Or like 0.01. Is that possible?
As I told you, it was the Clydiest of Clyde because I added more Clyde to your Clyde so you could celebrate. Clyde's with Clyde. Clyde won the Clyde.
I've officially found my limit on what too much Clyde is.
Was it 8? Was it the 8?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go with that.
Yeah. Well, at least I got that in before getting absolutely murdered. You know how I know he cheated? CeeDee Lamb got a touchdown and 20 points. That's how you know he cheated.
And that's including dropping a touchdown pass.
I know. He got 20 points out of CeeDee Lamb with Cooper Rush. That sentence doesn't make sense when you say it.
Does anyone else feel like when Dak comes back, this team is going to be worse?
Oh, it's going to be absolute trash. And everybody's going to go, was it Dak?
No. Is Dak the problem?
You see, they're starting to say that with Baker.
I'm happy that you brought that up. Let's have this discussion. Because... while Baker is not a good quarterback,
no,
he is having his statistically worst season, which is saying something when it comes to Baker Mayfield, as is every other Carolina Panther who plays offense. Admittedly, I haven't checked the defensive stats, but probably them too.
Their defense is actually not bad.
Okay. Listen, Matt Rhule
and
Ben McAdoo are morons. Of the highest order.
I was
those gonna, two would struggle to coach a high school team.
I was so gonna what say the they fuck have a
they're
coach.
Doing in the NFL, I'm sure I don't know. What they're doing together in the NFL, can you fire an owner? Is that if they're a GM, I guess, hires the coach? It's a clean sweep as far as I'm concerned in Carolina right now. Just do it now.
To answer your question as a Charger fan, no, it is impossible to fire an owner.
As a Bears fan, yes, I already knew that.
No, I was going to say maybe they did dress two high school coaches up as NFL coaches and just call it a day.
They did. Their names are sense. Matt Rhule and Ben McAdoo.
I don't know how anybody watched Ben McAdoo in the fucking Giants organization and went, that's our guy. Him. That's our offensive coordinator. Are you drunk? Maybe.
Almost always. Listen. I do not like Dan Orlovsky in any sense of the word like. But he had a point that you told me about Matt Rhule's play calling.
Did you watch it this?
I did watch it, and it's actually astounding.
Yeah. And on top of that, Matt Rhule told him to go fuck himself because he was right.
He didn't see the response.
Oh, yeah. Matt Rhule came out and said, "That's you're cherry picking, and that's clearly not... that why do we have two wins if that's the case? Great question.
For those of you who didn't see it, the position of Christian McCaffrey on the field determines whether or not it is a pass or a run, and it works at a 100% clip.
Yeah, anytime you see Christian McCaffrey parallel to Baker Mayfield, it's going to be a pass every time. And if you see Christian McCaffrey literally one step behind him, it's an RPO or run every time. And I don't understand how other defenses have not picked this up.
Which actually brings me to another, but like how is Baker not allowed to audible? Because as a quarterback, that would drive me, like, fucking insane. If, like, they have to know, right? Like, the players have to go, like, everybody knows what we're about to do.
I kind of look at it as, like, baseball tipping your pitch. You don't know until somebody points it out, and then you can't unknow it. It's that glass-shattering moment. Like, I'm pretty sure Baker Mayfield and Christian McCaffrey watched that segment and went, oh, we do that. Shit.
Yeah.
We should probably fix that.
Yeah. Also, and I'm sorry this is turning into ranting about the Carolina Panthers, but I have a lot of pent-up frustration with this team because it's just bad football. Christian McCaffrey is not an inside runner. This is not the Detroit Lions. We do not keep it inside when you have Christian McCaffrey.
You know what I'm sitting here thinking about? We don't even have an owner as bad as that team is. Because I was going to say, they kind of reminded me of Eric's team. No! Eric's team, I understand. They're just bad by circumstance.
Yeah, man.
The Panthers worked at being this bad and are still... They're Cesar.
Okay.
They're Cesar. Which brings us to our new poll, I guess. What team are you in the NFL? What team is your fantasy football team right now?
I mean, I think we just named the trophy, though, for the toilet bowl. It's the 2022 Carolina Panthers offense trophy. What team am I in the NFL? I don't know. Which team is overperforming right now? Which team is absolutely stacked at the top, but is one injury away from complete and total disaster? Because that's my team.
You want my honest answer?
Yes.
It's going to be interesting. I don't think you're going to agree. Miami.
That's fair. What? Yeah, it's fair.
Miami
it's
is fair. One injury away from going, what are we doing again?
Yeah, because they're pretty great at wide receiver. Their quarterback situation's really solid, and their running back situation's just like, what are we doing now? Huh? What?
What's a running back?
Where?
We run the ball? You take Tyreek or Tua or Waddle out, and all of a sudden it's one-dimensional real quick.
Yeah. I think that is an apt observation. Astute, even.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm not happy about it, but I'll take it.
I wouldn't be happy about it. But again, I'd take the record and I'd take the, you know, let's go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to know who I am?
You could also make an argument that I'm the Eagles because it's like the exact same problem. Like the exact same problem.
Do you want to know who I am? Because it's going to fit perfect.
Are you going to say the Chargers?
Nope.
Okay.
I am the Dallas Cowboys. Because we're 2-1 right now and we have no fucking clue how because we have no quarterback and no running back.
Convenient that you also happen to roster Dak Prescott.
Yeah. And we're both looking at our injury reserves going, why?
Yeah, except
could any of you?
The Cowboys are looking at their team being like, wait, is Dak the problem? You're looking at your team being like, Dak is the answer to my problem.
Oh, no, it gets worse than that because I also have Michael Gallup on the IR too. Yes, so I'm literally the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know how or why because I don't like it.
You also have Tony Pollard.
I do have Tony Pollard, whom I should just start.
I can trade you Zeke.
I want Zeke.
He gets all the touchdowns.
I know, and it upsets me.
Tony Pollard is the Cowboys' really shitty version of Saquon Barkley. He breaks off 2 chunk yardage plays, and then the rest is just like 2-3 yards a carry.
Yeah. But you know what? I still like him more than I like Zeke.
I like them both about the same. I think, like, look, it's the first time I've watched the Cowboys all year, really. And Pollard looked better. But Zeke still is averaging 5 yards a carry. That, like, hasn't changed.
No, he had one breakaway run last night, and it was great. And then he kind of deked and ducked for, like, 2 or 3 yards every other carry. Mm-hmm. Pollard did the exact same thing, but Pollard looked a lot more
Pollard, agile. They just pushed to the edge, though. Like, yeah. He's getting all the edge carries.
Yeah.
The 2 times they did that with Zeke, he got, I think, like a 28-yard run and then a 15-yard run. So it was really just an edge issue, I think.
I'm not sure if I think Pollard is just a really good backup or if Zeke is holding back, and I think it's going to take one more Zeke injury to prove that point.
Pass. I'm going to pass on that. Thanks, though, for your suggestion.
You know, just throwing it out there. If the Cowboys wanted to start Tony Pollard every game for the rest of the season, that'd just be great and wonderful, and I'd love them.
I'm going to pass on that. We're going to pass on that, too. Moving on. Who's Dan? because Dan's in second place now. Oh, just a really brief reminder. I'm back in first place.
Yeah, I saw that.
Also, really quick, kind of cool thing. There is not a single team in our league that is undefeated. So that shit's done with already. Everybody's got a loss. Let's all move on.
Yep.
That might be the earliest we've ever been completely defeated.
I might go to a limb and say that everybody's got a bad loss already.
Define bad.
A loss that you look at and go, ooh, yeah, I wasn't even close. That was a bad week for me.
I don't think I'm there yet. Because my bad week was this week, and I won. Like, I scored more points than I lost to Matt last week, and I only lost to him by, I think, there was a stat correction, so I think I wound up losing by, like, 8 or 9.
Okay.
So, I don't feel too bad about that, especially having that loss with Michael Pittman on my IR.
That's fair.
But, yeah, like I said.
Okay.
I got one coming. Don't worry. I got one coming.
All right.
So, Dan is.
Who is Dan? Dan is 2-1.
2-1.
Second place. Doing really well.
The Giants.
No, because the Giants are a team I look at and go, why are you 2-1?
You're right, Carlos is the Giant.
There you go. That fits. Like, I look at the Giants and go, you weren't supposed to win the division, and we all know this has a fucking, like, ticking time bomb waiting for somebody, and I think we saw it this week. They lost 2 or 3 players this week, including Shepard, on a play that he wasn't even involved in.
Yeah, that was sad. He was also jogging. I'm not even sure what happened.
He tore his ACL.
No, I know. I didn't know
you. Nobody understands.
I didn't know you could do that just existing. Yeah. So, like, I'm terrified to go out into the world and do things.
It was surprising. He was running in a straight line, no turns, no cuts, no nothing, just jogging at a leisurely pace. And then 1 second later, he's on the ground crying in pain.
This is like the normal person equivalent of standing in an elevator and then your ACL just explodes out of your body. That's what that is for a normal person.
Yeah. So like I said, the Giants are Carlos, and I fully agree with this.
I can also, and we're recording this, so obviously it's not posted yet, but I can already hear him screaming at you for that comparison, which I guess is also my comparison, because we agree.
Yeah, we do.
So who's Dan?
Dan is 2-1 and doing really well, but we both know there's some magic in the, like, somebody's consulting a fucking witch doctor in the background here, right? So a team that's 2-1 it shouldn't be.
Team that's 2-1. So is he the
Cardinals? Yep, he's the Cardinals. Yeah. Because they had to like consult a goddamn like, I don't know who they talked to beat the Raiders, but they had absolutely no business doing that shit. They were down like what, 21 at one point.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
And it took Hunter Renfro almost dying on the field and coughing up a fumble for them to return for a touchdown to win.
Why I thought you were going to say coughing up blood. I was going to be like, that happened? Oh, man, I got to watch more games.
Yeah, no, he's definitely the Cardinals. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so Dan's the Cardinals. Carlos is the Giants. Who's Eddie?
What is Eddie, 1-2?
He's 1-2, beat Carlos by 20 points.
Titans. Because you look at him and go, there's nothing good here except for Derrick Henry, and he's doing okay.
Yeah, okay, I'll give it to you.
What do you think?
I'll give it to you. To look at his team, you know, I think it's a little bit more talented. That's not even the right team that I'm looking at. To look at his team, it's a little bit more talented, I think, than the Titans are. I also don't think the Titans are, to me, good on paper.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I guess he could be the Titans. I don't know that I have another. He might be the Saints. You know, like, he looks like he's set at wide receiver. Probably not. He's definitely set at running back. Quarterback is a big old giant question mark, considering he dropped Trevor Lawrence and his 27 points to play Jared Goff and his 17. Granted, I know it's only a 10-point difference, but it was a big difference.
If today is Tuesday, and if by Wednesday he doesn't have Trevor Lawrence back on his team, he made a mistake.
Yeah.
A big one.
Which brings me to kind of like my next question here, which isn't what team is insert guy in our league, it's who's the Jags, and why are they good?
Matt.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
2-1.
It's Matt.
Yep, it's Matt. It's Matt.
You know what's surprising is that all of these actually fucking fit. Really. I mean, we could argue about Eddie's all day, but the rest of them are spot on.
Sure, yeah. So then who's Tom?
Oh, man. Oh man. Oh. If only they were 2-1. The Bengals.
Okay.
Actually, I take that back because he was 2-0. He won 2 in a row. You know what? Maybe the Packers. He might be the Packers.
Okay. I'm sure he's not mad about that at all.
I mean, he thinks he's got a great running back core. He's got a quarterback from the Packers. They're 2-1. He's 2-1. He's won decisively against a couple of teams.
One of his wide receivers showed up.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I'm going to stand by it. Tom, you're the Packers. Enjoy. Don't blame me when you break whatever you're listening to. That was your fault, not mine. So moving on, who, my dear friend, is Joe?
Joe's 2-1 and on the ascension. He's on the up and up. Got kind of blown out in his first week, and I think he scored over 200 points in the last two.
Oh, so he's clearly the Rams.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like how well that fits.
Yeah, it's a little irritating. A little irritating.
I would like to I would like to change my answer for me. I'm the 49ers. I lost a quarterback and a running back, and I'm just sitting there going, how the fuck can I make my wide receivers running backs?
I mean, you are the cult of Shanahan, so that fits.
Yeah.
I feel like that's the only reason you changed it, if I'm honest with you. So then if Caesar is the Panthers, like we said at the beginning, let's bring a full circle back around to where we started with Eric. Who's Eric?
You know what? We even cut. I had plenty of time to look this up, and I still didn't. Ah. Oh, my God. Yeah, he's got to beat the Chargers, man. Look at him.
I knew you were going to make somebody the Chargers.
Look at him! It's a team that's super talented, and he has Mike Williams for some reason. They should be much better than they are, and they are not.
Here's the thing, actually. I do think that they are, because while Eric is 0-3 and in 10th place, if you look, he's also got the most points scored against him.
Oh, yeah, he's gotten trounced a couple weeks.
Granted, he also has the fewest points for, but not by a lot. Next closest is you in sixth by 3 points.
Ayo!
So, you know, one of you is lucky, one of you is unlucky, and I guess we go from there with that.
Oh, man, I really don't want to be in the toilet bowl this year. But my team is absolutely, I need my gal to come back next week and be a star-studded player.
Makes you feel better. Tom's only got 6 points on you on the season.
Oh, my goodness. And I think, nope. You know what this week is? I was going to say, I think this week I'm playing Tom. That's incorrect. You know what this week is?
Well, I know what this week is.
This week, it's us.
Sure is.
Could you please be nice and at least lube up before I get fucked? Because, I don't feel good about this one. Usually I talk some shit, but this week I ain't liking it.
I think it's gonna be closer than we think, but we'll get to that.
Okay.
First.
Okay.
Quick overview.
Yep.
I beat Tom.
Yep. Poor Tom. Poor Tom.
Dan beat you.
Yep.
Eric lost to Matt.
He did. Congrats, Matt.
Eddie beat Carlos. And Joe beat Caesar and Connor.
Wow. Quickest roundup ever?
Yeah. I mean, of note, let's start at the bottom. Caesar and Connor. You left Keenan Allen in. And Keenan Allen was out. And I don't know what you did there. But, like, maybe pay attention. Like
just,
a little bit.
I just like how it's a
there new are two of you.
It's a new regime and it's got the same problems as it did last time.
Well, I don't understand. There are literally two people managing this team.
This is like firing fucking Mark Trestman and then hiring Matt Nagy. What the hell were you thinking, guys? Come on.
No, this is like if the two of them worked for the Bears together. Two offensive geniuses in one room just being them.
You know what? That's probably what it is. They were probably sitting there looking and going, oh, yeah, our team's great. Our team's great. Never mind they're actively playing right now and getting absolutely hammered. Just, yeah, this looks at what happened. What do you mean Keenan's playing? Keenan's dead. I'm sitting right next to him.
On the other side, how mad do you think that that Joe is that his bench went absolutely bananas wild?
Is this the second week in a row that's happened?
Yep.
Man, Joe, you've got to figure out how to put in the right people.
Like, still wins, right? Largely due to defensive plays. But damn, dude. Singletary, Robinson on the bench, Romeo Doubs on the bench, Chris Olave on the bench.
Yeah, don't bench him. No. Don't take me up a word here, but maybe
that's a don't bench Olave. A lot of points on the bench. Joe's team, best bench performers.
2 years running. League.
2 years running.
Oh.
Joe's in third, so, you know, I guess it's working out. He is up 5 spots. That is kind of impressive.
Yeah.
Let's see. I don't know. What did Carlos do stupid?
I'd say Justin Jefferson, but I can't blame him for that.
You can't blame him for that. That's on Kirk Cousins, man.
I mean, I think that's on the Vikings, period. That team is just and you got – I don't know if you would consider this Sunday as a primetime game, considering it's at 9:30 in the morning. Hey, this is your helpful hint of the week. Sunday is a early morning game.
Oh, that means Caesar and Connor. 6:30 a.m. is start time. Figure it out. You know, this is going to hurt Carlos a lot, but he didn't do anything stupid. He just straight up lost.
Yeah. I'm looking at it now. Justin Jefferson really, really hurt him this week, and I don't think Kittle did enough to feel good about it, but
I mean, even Diggs, like, the way he's been playing, that's an underperformance there, too.
I think his defense leaves a lot to be fixed.
Yeah, I've had a week like this. Your defense just doesn't show up.
Yeah, and I think that hurt him a lot. But looking over at Eddie, I mean, I don't see – I mean, he got good weeks from Derrick Henry finally. That's nice.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, he did leave Khalil Herbert on the bench, but, like, of course you leave Khalil Herbert on the bench.
Don't make me cry already. I'm not ready. It still hurts.
So here's a question. Eddie, on the upswing, doing the thing, making good decisions?
No, you're not going to trap me into this. We're not. Nope. Because I said that shit last year. What happened? Like, the words left my mouth, and the fantasy gods went, oh, okay. You think? Where? Let me look at that. Death to him. Derrick Henry's going to be okay. Nope, never mind. What's that, a calf muscle? You don't need that, do you? And there goes Eddie down into the pit. It happened within 30 seconds of that coming out of our mouths.
Quick live fact check. I believe it was Derrick Henry's foot.
Foot, calf, same difference. He got hurt. Motherfucker, I'm drunk. No, I'm not.
Not. It's a wine night. You can't be drunk. I can hear Caesar now. Oh, yes. Yes, you can. You can be drunk on wine night. In fact, if you don't get drunk on wine night, you've done it incorrectly, sir.
Man, the last time we got drunk on wine night, whew, one, we weren't footing the bill. Two,
oh, shit,
we got in trouble for that. And it took about 8 bottles to get there. Yeah, anyway, moving right along, we are with Eric and Matt.
Matt gets a second win in a row. Feeling fine.
This one I will put on him. Yeah, he's on the upswing, Matt.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know, his bench was absolute trash with the exception of Tyler Boyd.
I agree.
So, like, you made all the right calls. That's got to feel good. Gotta feel bad having Aaron Jones get 5 points. Gotta feel real bad having Austin Eckler not show up for a third week in a row. I guess he did okay the first week.
I gotta ask Eric how it feels to have Tyreek Hill and only get 5.5.
Dude, that's what Tyreek does, man. He gets you 40 points and then he takes the next game on. He's done that every season consistently. He did that to me last year, too. He did it to Caesar last year, and I traded into it. They screwed me in the playoffs, just like he screwed Eric this week.
And additionally, Mike Williams got a rare touchdown this week. Granted, that is literally all he did.
Yeah, you gotta love the 8.5 points on one catch, 15 yards, a touchdown.
I mean, I swear to God, Mike Williams does this every year. he's going to have like 6 weeks in a row where we think he's absolute garbage, and then he'll have 3 weeks where he has 40 points, and then we'll never see him again.
See, here's the thing. Eric, I wish I could roast. I can't. He's managing his team, and he's doing it well. You benched Justin Herbert for Kirk Cousins. That was a smart decision.
Yeah, that was good.
You should have played Ramondre Stevenson, but where?
Where are you going to play? Who makes that call?
Maybe you play him over Zach Ertz, but I don't make that call.
No. I mean,
I think Eric is due for positive regression. I'm saying it now.
Positive regression. We'll see what we can do this week. How about that? I'll give you that one.
Moving on up to the Clyde side. Clyde side.
No, I don't like that. That's nice. Nice. You know what's not nice? Really, really not nice? Not having a fucking quarterback. I have four of them on this team, and the one that I think's the best is dead. Russell Wilson's gotten maybe 7 to 10 points in three consecutive starts. It's awful. I don't like any part of it.
It's astounding to me that the 49ers receivers can get the points they get while Jimmy G also still gets under 10 points. Granted, I know that like Debo didn't set the world on fire, neither did Kittle or Ayuk or whatever, and like everybody got like around 8 to 15 points, but Jimmy G still.
That's
7 to 10 points. Like, what?
That's what happens when he can't throw it more than 5 yards.
You might. On the bright side of the Clyde side, Nick Chubb looks like the real deal.
No, Nick Chubb's great. I wish Monty didn't, almost die. It would have been great if Treylon Burks had done anything, but that didn't help.
Is Ja'Marr Chase a bad first round pick this year?
I think he is, but not because of him. I think Burrow is having a really bad start of the year.
Mm-hmm.
My hope is that they turn it around.
There's no reason they shouldn't. They didn't lose anything.
No. On the other hand, I'm kind of sad that DeAndre Hopkins is coming back because, goddamn, Marquise Brown is killing it for me. He's great.
Yeah, man, I can't wait for DeAndre to come back. I'm very excited about it. I
don't want that to happen. I'm hoping that when he comes back, and I'm saying this knowing I've got him in two other leagues, I want to win in this one. And I'm doing well with the other two teams. So.
And that should be really a note to everyone else, is that this league exists first, and every other league is secondary.
Oh, you know what I was really pissed about? Because I was watching this game. The Broncos, week one, decided, fuck it, we're kicking a 65-yard field goal. This week, looked at a 50-yarder and went, I know we're back at Mile High, but I don't like it. We're going to just punt. I don't know who's running that offense, but.
Did you see that Nathan Hackett brought on like a special advisor?
Who?
Some dude from the Ravens whose name I forgot.
To be a special advisor in what?
To help him with, quote, decision making.
All right,
we're gonna take
a step away from fantasy football real quick. If in week three of your first year as a NFL head coach, you have to have an advisor to tell you how to make decisions, you may as well just quit, man.
I mean, he's never done the job before.
Still,
ex-Ravens assistant Jerry Rosberg is the answer to the question.
Bro, that is that is disgusting. That's bad. Anyway,
he was in the booth
mm-hmm.
this last game on Sunday night.
I don't know that that helps his argument at all.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
But enough about the Broncos and my shitty team.
Back to fantasy football.
Dan's team is solid down the line, dude. He got a little help from CeeDee Lamb this week.
Fuck you, Dan.
Jahan Dotson
did not help you.
Didn't help at all. But, yeah, your defense fucking killed it, man. Jesus. Pretty sure your defense almost beat my team.
Yeah.
I don't like looking at this.
I really, really, really want to yell at Dan about stuff. And I will later. But this week I can't do it.
Yeah. Anyways.
My matchup with Tom. I'll start with me
I am perfect and make all of the right decisions always. That's not true, and I got a bad one coming, like I said. Yeah, I make the decisions I have to make because I don't have decisions to make, really. My lineup sets itself. It's fantastic.
Tom, however... Well, I guess Tom is kind of in the same boat.
I mean, the only thing he really missed on was Devontae Parker.
Yeah, yeah.
Matter of
fact. And, like, who saw that coming?
I mean, you draft
it's
him.
It's a different receiver there every week. You got your Jacoby Myers, your Nelson Aguilar, Devontae Parker. Pick one, hope you get it right.
All right, Tom. We're through week three. Now, I know I have regrets about my first-round pick, but I don't blame Ja'Marr Chase. I blame literally everybody else. Do you still like Joe Mixon in the first?
Oh, no. Could have had Cooper Kupp.
Could have had a couple of people. I mean, he still hasn't got a touchdown yet. And he is down low in the running back yards. Like, even in his first week, most of his points came from fucking receptions. I'm just saying that maybe Joe Mixon, what was it, 6 or 7 overall? 6 overall? 8 overall.
Eight overall.
Questionable.
Followed up by DeAndre Swift, too. Not your fault. He's hurt.
Yep.
You know, I don't really know what Tom is going to do here.
I mean, to be honest, I'm surprised DeAndre Swift got to the second round.
But. Out him. He's going to have to play Travis Etienne. And
J-Rob's taking all his points.
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, you know what fun stat that I saw today, though, was about James Robinson?
Yeah.
That apologies, everyone, for the numbers that are about to get hurled at you. He's actually the least efficient running back in football right now.
James Robinson?
Yeah. He is running for 2 yards or less on 62% of his runs.
But he gets like 20 points a week. Does he just break one or two?
It's chunks. He's just getting chunks and touchdowns and receptions.
He just breaks one.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Elliot.
Yeah, but Elliot is a perfect baby. Angel, because he's a mighty.
I think the only difference between Elliot and J-Rob is that Elliot averages like 4 yards a carry.
Five.
About 4 to 5.
I think now it's slightly.
It's four and a half, maybe. Yeah. And he's got Tony Pollard to do the exact same thing.
Yeah, except Tony Pollard, better than Travis Etienne.
Well, that's not so surprising. I mean, Etienne is coming back from a major injury.
Sure.
What, into the Achilles? Or was it ACL?
It was his foot. It was his list rank.
Oh.
Same thing as Henry.
Henry got over that in like 6 weeks.
He's a athletic freak.
You think he looked at Etienne the entire time like, yeah, yeah, I'm going to be back next week. And Etienne's like, I can't walk yet. What the fuck's wrong with you?
I guarantee you that that's what happened. Yeah.
Are we not sure that he's got just like a metal foot leg? Lower half.
I still believe, and I've said this before, and I will say it again, Derrick Henry is a Terminator.
Yep. These things add up.
I mean, that was like his first injury.
I mean,
you know what it was? He needed a software update.
He didn't get injured. That shit just needed to be upgraded.
Yeah.
All right, he figured, all right, I'll take off a couple weeks. We're still going to be in the playoffs. And
he's T2.
Oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no. Does that mean next year's T3? Because...
Speaking of underwhelming sequels, in week 4, Eddie's going to play Eric.
I don't like that.
Yeah, it's actually projected to be pretty close, and I think this is where Eric might get his first win.
Oh, I mean, yeah, no, that makes sense. Yeah, I can follow that. Yeah. It is going to be extremely close. It's going to really depend on what Eddie does at quarterback, honestly, because I don't think Jared Goff gets him that W.
Yeah, I don't think Jared Goff is his quarterback by Sunday, personally. Whether or not he manages to get Lawrence on the waiver wire, I don't think that Jared Goff is long for his team.
No.
So we'll see what happens there, but that one's going to be a developing story.
Oh, if you're banking on 14 points out of Mike Williams, you're going to have a bad time.
I mean, you know, he has been trading off, so this is technically an on week. For Mike Williams?
Do you not count the touchdowns on week?
I count over 10 points as an
off
week.
Then, yeah, that was an off week.
Yeah.
Okay. What's in our next matchup? Who are we looking at? Are we looking at, it's Cesar and Matt. And Cesar is currently scheduled to beat the piss out of him.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, here's the thing. Eckler against Houston on Matt's team.
Oh.
I'll take that. Are you kidding? Khalil Herbert just got 31 points against Houston, and that's in three quarters.
You're talking about a team that lost not one, not two, but three different offensive linemen in the last 2 weeks.
I'm talking about the Bears O-line here, so like...
Comparable. I'm excited. You know what? Just to take a break from that, I am excited for Tampa Bay versus Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be a fun matchup to watch. And
the Colts beat the Chiefs.
Do you want to get into what happened this weekend?
Maybe after we do the preview, but like the Colts beat the Chiefs.
There's some shit that happened this week, man.
Focus.
Okay. I'm in.
Have a sip of wine.
Okay.
Get some wine in you.
Okay.
We got a lot to get through here. Feel better?
No.
You're right. We got to go to the harder shit for this. I don't know. He's the thing with Matt, you see, is that this is going to get better for him because Mike Evans right now is on his bench with 17 points. So he's going to swap that in for Russell Gage. And immediately, this is a very competitive match.
Wait, who's getting swapped in? Oh, Evans, got it, right. I forgot about that. No, I was sitting here looking through the damn lineup going, how the hell is he getting that beat? Oh, Joey Bosa will also be out because he's hurt.
Yeah, what, did he tear his groin or something?
No, he has a significant groin injury. It's not torn, it's just significant.
Listen, I've had a minor groin injury, so I don't know what a significant groin injury is, but I'm not moving if I have a significant, because the minor groin injuries I've had are close to fucking crippling.
Okay, now that it's been a couple weeks, can we just mention the fact that Khalil Mack went from injured onto the Bears to the most injured team in the NFL ever?
Yeah, I'm so sad because Joey Bosa is what made Khalil Mack good, and now he's going to be not good, as good.
It doubled every time.
Yeah, it's sad.
Yeah, I'm hopeful that Mack can make this close. But I also have no faith in Cesar.
I mean, the way this team is going, odds are he's probably going to get hurt.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have any faith in Cesar to close this out.
Oh, none at all. They're going to get, like, just pissed drunk on wine, forget to set the lineup for their 8:30 game or whatever it is. And, you know, I don't know who's going to be out. Michael Thomas might be out, so he'll probably stay in the roster. I don't know, the active roster. If I could rely on a team to make a questionable to bad decision,
mm-hmm.
It would be this team.
Yes, it would. Yep. All right, Joe, I just saw your team name, but you can go fuck yourself.
When did that happen?
During this episode, as we were recording. Like, I'm not sure he didn't hear Clyde slide and went, oh. Fine, let's talk about Joe, shall we? Let's talk about Joe.
I feel like you're yelling at me.
I am, because I can't yell at him.
Really? Oh, I.
You're here. He's not. Joe. You and Dan.
I'm in a weird position here because this is the 2-3 matchup.
Yeah, this is a good matchup.
This is a good fucking matchup, and it's a pretty even one at that. And I don't want Joe to win, but also fuck you, Dan.
I don't want either one of them to win.
Tie.
I think my favorite question for every time Joe plays is, who did he sit that he shouldn't have this week?
Is it we're going to do that now or preempt it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it's only Tuesday.
I know.
You know he's going to put in whoever we say he should bench.
That's even better. We're playing double reverse blind mind games. I think, you know what, here we go, you ready?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's got Romeo Dobbs, on the bench.
Mm-hmm.
Best day.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He's got Curtis Samuel in his starting lineup.
Mm-hmm.
Best day.
So I'm just looking at his wide receivers, and it is a case study in zero wide receiver strategy.
You got your starting wide receivers are Curtis Samuel, Gabe Davis, and Chris Olave. And I guess T. Higgins is down there.
Yeah, I mean, T. Higgins is down there. But right now, having a Cincinnati wide receiver is just not great. Dan, I just hate your team. That's all. That's all I want to say.
I think Dan's going to make a dumb call. I feel it in my bones.
I don't think he's got...
He doesn't have a dumb call to make. God damn it, his team is exactly like my team. There isn't a dumb call to make.
His lineup is made. I mean, you know what the only bad call he could be making?
Is benching Tua.
Tua plays. Yeah, if Tua plays, he starts Tua. End of story. Madison as his flex. You could talk me into benching Edmonds and putting in Ayuk.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. Also, you could put in Greg Dortch. Mostly because his name is Dortch.
Brock, did this dude come from?
Well, that brings me to the next matchup, which is the one that you're going to lose to me by all of the points.
I mean, currently I'm down 15, and I haven't even tried yet.
Well, that's because you have David Montgomery in your lineup for some fucking reason.
Yeah, let me fix that. There you go!
So he's projected to get 9.5 points in Hormel Y.
No.
Oh, that'll be fun. Tony P versus Zeke.
That is going to be fun. It's going to be great. We're going to hate each other for that entire Dallas game.
Hang on. I'm going to change my lineup so that they're directly across from each other.
Will it let you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Also, I have to start Russell Wilson at the moment, and I don't want to. So there's that. Do I only have... Oh, my God. I only have one extra wide receiver right now. Like, my team is bad. My team is really bad this year.
See, the nice thing about this year is, for the most part, we're all bad in some way.
This is
there are teams that are clearly better than others, but everybody's got a weak spot.
Here's the thing. If I make it into the playoffs, the rest of this league should feel horrible about that situation. And whoever's in the toilet bowl should just hang them up. Because I have no business being in the top six.
This is a season that will be determined by injuries or lack thereof. That is what this season is.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, straight up.
It's going to be a weird fucking season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any part of this.
Mm-hmm. Who didn't we talk about yet? We didn't talk about Tom. Speaking of Tom.
Oh, Tom! You're playing Carlos.
I can go either way.
Yeah, this is a coin flip at the moment. Jesus. But I feel like Carlos's team goes the way of Josh Allen. If Josh Allen has a nice night, it's his to win.
See, here's the thing, is that Tom's got Swift in there. I'm not sure that Swift is going to play.
Well, if he takes out Swift, he's got to play Etienne.
Mm-hmm. He sure does.
It's not a bad matchup.
It's not a bad matchup. It's just we got the James Robinson conundrum.
Here's how I know Tom's team is not great. He employs one Robbie Anderson.
What is it with you and Robbie Anderson?
I want him to be Robbie. I'm not going to apologize for having a better name for him than he has. But, as I was saying, Tom's team's bad, and I know it, because he employs one Robbie Anderson. No self-respecting team would employ Robbie Anderson. That's why his only two teams that he's played for are the Jets and the Panthers. All right. But
so I think Carlos gets a win here, but I think it's gonna be closer.
Yeah, I mean let's be honest. Nothing against Tom. I'm kind of rooting for Carlos here. I want him to be back at 500. I think the league is better when Carlos is just below the playoffs, just because we get to hear him like screaming.
I'm not certain that he's not tanking this season. Because I've heard him say it
like multiple times,
3 years in a row now, that he wants to lose so he can teach everyone how to be punished.
Not everyone.
Which is real weird.
Not everyone.
Okay, specifically his brother.
Yeah, which makes it weirder, if you ask me. Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Maybe that's what he's shooting for.
I wouldn't put it past him. I honestly wouldn't. You know what? I would enjoy seeing him take the toilet bowl this year, but, you know, what it could be? It could be a Brothers Medina fight for the punishment.
Oh, the Brother Bowl.
The Brother Shit Bowl.
I'd be a fan of that.
Oh, man. Well, you know, I think we've hit all the points. I think we nailed everything.
I think we did.
Guys, I don't want to understate this enough. We usually record for like 4 hours when we do these damn things. It takes forever. We knocked this shit out in an hour and a half.
The episode will not be an hour and a half. But it'll be close.
I mean, we're at an hour recorded right now.
Really shooting for that like 40 minutes. My dream zone is the 30 to 40 minutes.
We got real close this week.
I know.
We got real close.
Stupid Carolina. Goddamn. They'd fire Matt Rhule. This wouldn't be a fucking problem. Yeah, that's exactly. Cut the full 7 minutes out.
You get rid of that shitty ass the coach and his offensive coordinator, and we don't have to spend 20 minutes talking about how shitty they are or comparing our friends to their shitty team. Cesar. You asshat.
Hey, which one's Ben Rhule and which one's Ben – or Matt Rhule and which one's Ben McAdoo?
Cesar is clearly Matt Rhule.
So Connor's Ben McAdoo?
Yes.
He's the offensive coordinator they brought on to fix the team and has just not done anything of note.
Are you talking about Ben McAdoo or are you talking about Connor? Because, yes, they're interchangeable at this point. I'm not sure that those two aren't actually running the office. I take that back. The only reason I know that Cesar is not Matt Rhule is because he's clearly Rodrigo Blankenship, who is currently kicking field goals in a park right now. Mm-hmm.
I can like hear the matchup on the calendar being circled of you versus Cesar and Connor. Like I can feel it. They're just in their little kitchen with a little whiteboard, no pants, neither of them for some reason. Guys, it's weird. Just circling the matchup on the calendar. Why they wrote who they're facing on the calendar, I don't know. But they did, and they're pantsless and circling your name. How does that make you feel? That you got two dudes in their kitchen circling your name on their whiteboard calendar.
My question is, are they circling the same calendar or do they have two separate calendars where they're doing the exact same thing?
I think they have individual calendars and a joint calendar, and the answer is yes.
Whoa. The amount of dedication. I'm honored. I'm honored. It's gonna be a shit show. We all know that. There's no way that a matchup consisting of me, Connor, and Cesar is going to be good. Our teams are awful. This could be it.
You're going to put yourself there.
Right now? Have you seen my team? Yeah.
You just put Carlos there. You're going to put yourself there and Carlos there?
I think it'll...
And Cesar and
Connor? It could come down to me versus Carlos to face Cesar in the final.
I mean, if I'm Eric right now, I'm ecstatic.
See, that's the thing. I have faith in Eric turning it around.
I do too.
I think he'll figure it out. My team has no quarterback or running back. So if any of y'all out there have one that y'all would like to just donate, that'd be great.
Samesies for me, but I'm good on quarterback for now.
Yeah, I'll take whatever.
Argument. So is this the official podcast position is you, Cesar, Connor, and Carlos just out of the playoffs. That's the official position of this podcast?
I think it's very safe to say that Cesar's out of the playoffs right now.
Okay.
I feel like my team's fairly out unless a miracle happens. And again, I can't understate this enough. If I end up in the playoffs, there are four teams that should just quit fantasy football.
So you just called out Cesar Connor.
Yep.
And now they've gone from circling your name on their joint calendar and individual calenders to putting face like eye black on each other. Again, no pants. Eye black on each other.
Yeah. I'm down for it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the amount of shit that they're going to talk. Or at least not talk and talk to each other about this. So, I'm up for it.
Yeah, it should be a good time in Oregon somewhere.
Well, I think that about wraps it up.
Yeah, I certainly have nothing else to say.
Oh, everybody, yeah. That's untrue. I have hours of things I could talk about. I could literally just talk about how much Matt sucks at fantasy football for the next hour and a half. Even if he is two spots above me, he still sucks at fantasy football.
What are you going to do if he wins?
Not stop talking shit? Just talk more shit?
Okay. All right.
I will double
talk. I like it. You're down at the bottom and you're just screaming up at people. Exactly. I like this. Yeah,
if I'm going to be at the bottom, goddammit, you're going to hear me.
This makes complete sense to me. I'm very excited. I hope that happens this year because I want to see you flail endlessly at people who are better than you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, think about the year I won. How much shit did I talk over that year? Not a goddamn word. I just basked in the glory of the belt.
That's not true. You waited until the day the score was final, and then you blasted people.
That's fair.
If anything, you waited until it was safe to talk shit. Which is not talking shit. That's just being a dip.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, I did that. I've done that a couple of times in the playoffs. I wait till it's safe. Because usually I have no faith. Just like now. Zero faith.
Well, we'll see who's got faith this week. And that's all I got.
As always, fuck you, Cesar.
Oh, I'm switching it up. Okay. Fuck you, Dan!
An oldie but goodie.
Yeah.
See you next week, guys.